Oh, what's she? Lettingham. What's her name?
Lettingham, when she's
when
on
she's
eight.
Sitting on to bring her little baby.
Yeah.
Setting.
Call her Setting Hand.
Huh? Setting Hand.
Setting Hand, yeah.
Well, what about these things that you would put a chicken in if you were going to ship it to market? You'd call those, these wooden things?
Coop?
Right. Coop, yeah. Things that you see stacked up on these big trucks?
Yeah. Now, you came through a big chicken country around Goliad, Gonzales.
I did?
Yeah, that big chicken country.
I didn't know that. I missed that.
I'm talking about two-legged.
Yeah, two-legged. I see what you mean. I see.
With feathers.
Yeah. Talking about chicken, when you fry chicken, there's usually one piece that children like to get so they can pull it apart,
Wishbone?
Call that the wishbone. What's the story that you're familiar with?
I don't know.
About that?
I never had that discussed. Where did that come from?
I don't know where it came from, but when I was growing up, we would, when you got finished eating the meat off of the thing, you would grab hold of one bone.
And make a wish.
Yeah, make a wish.
Yeah.
You pull it, and if you got, I forget, it was a long piece or
the short piece.
Here's the long piece. Your wish would come
through. That's right.
That was the deal.
But now, did you ever ask where did it come from?
No, I didn't.
I don't know.
Well, have you ever heard any particular name used to describe the inside parts of a hog that are edible, but that you might not normally eat, say like the lungs or the entrails?
Yeah. You know what the common word is? Guts.
Guts. I see. What would guts cover?
Intestines.
Intestines.
I think.
You wouldn't eat those. He's asking what you'd eat inside.
Well, have you ever heard of people cleaning out the intestines and cooking them?
Yeah, make sausage. Put sausage in them.
Now, in that case, you use the intestines for the casing.
Well, the casing, the sausage.
Well, have you ever heard of people actually cleaning out the intestines and cooking the intestines themselves?
No, what do they call that? There's something else. Tripe?
Oh, that's another piece of the tripe.
That's part of the intestine.
Yeah. Tripe is that.
Is that correct?
People around here ever use the word chitlins?
Chitlins.
Chitlins.
Yeah.
What is that?
That's
the intestine.
That part of the intestines, it's fatty part, isn't it?
Have you ever eaten any chitlins?
I don't think I have. Have you?
But once, when I was very little.
What were they?
The intestines.
Yeah.
The intestines.
The intestines themselves.
Negative, that's why. Yeah, that's negative. You eat that quite a bit.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, say, if you were on the farm and it was getting late in the day and you heard your cows mooing, probably getting hungry, you might say, well, I didn't know it was so late. It's getting right on to
feeding time.
Have you ever been on a farm and heard a farmer call to his cows to get them to come up from the pasture? Do you remember what he called to them? What he said?
Brother used to do it. I don't know what you call it, but he used to do
that
it.
Was to the hogs.
Just holler loud as heck, that's all, and they'd come a-running.
I know suey was for pigs, wasn't
it? Suey?
Suey for pig, yeah.
Have you ever heard somebody call to his cows by saying, Sook? Sook cow?
Sook cow, yeah. Yeah.
That is
coming, come on in, Sook cow, come on in to feed.
Or say if a farmer were plowing out in the field with his mule, have you ever heard him say anything to get him to turn left or right?
I've never been around it too much to hear that.